You know Abby, no rest for the wicked. Can I take a message? Okay, congratulations. Anything else? Right. 3 exclamation points. I'm dotting them now. Bye. Abigail Gersten's office. Oh, hey, Mr. B. The flowers were here this morning. Yes, I know Abby wanted to call and thank you. Oh, sure, she took them right in. I'll sure let her know you called, okay? Bye. Mr. Cooper, was it?
Professor. But Mr. is fine, if you prefer.
The appointment was when? Because I sure don't have it in my book, and... Abigail Gersten's office. Oh, hi, Ron. How are you? Yeah, the woman sure throws some heat, don't she? Oh, no, I watched it from the comfort of home. Thank God for court TV. Yeah, she's here, but she's all tied up. I'll make sure to... Uh-huh. Yeah. Describe him. Hang on, I'll put you through. Abby, it's Ron. Says it's urgent. Believe him.
Was that by any chance Mr. Fallows of the American Civil Liberties Union?
Yes, it was.
There you are. I believe he is making the appointment for me.
Oh.
It's perhaps a little unusual to arrive for an appointment before it's actually made.
Not in pro bono, no. Let him congratulate the voicemail.
Forgive me. I insist on punctuality, a touch of grease to the gears of society. And yet one doesn't want to lecture, so I try to set a quiet example. Let others take what lesson they will.
That's very civil. I wish more people were like you.
So do I, miss. So do I. May I ask, I'm afraid you have the advantage of me.
Excuse me?
You know my name, but I don't know yours.
Oh, I'm Stephanie.
Well, hello, Stephanie. Are you a lawyer as well?
Just a secretary.
Not just.
I am studying for my degree.
There you are. My instincts are infallible. And do you enjoy working for Mrs. Gersten?
Oh, yeah. You'll like Ms. Gersten, too. Smart woman. Kind of bowls you over sometimes. Maybe you saw her.
From the East Coast, yes?
And she never lets you forget it. Weather? This isn't weather. You know the thing. Like there's something wrong with it being sunny all the time.
Why don't they just go back where they came from?
Right? I keep saying, okay, you like the cold, you like the snow. They got plenty in New York to go around, but here she is.
I think they enjoy being contrary. Part of the culture out there.
Well, when you get to know Abby, you'll see she's happiest when she's got an issue.
And they talk so fast. Sometimes I think I should tape record them and then replay them at a comprehensible speed.
It's like they're all afraid someone's going to come along and stop them from talking, so they have to get it out now. I'm like, Abby, slow down. This is California. People come here to relax.
And they wave their arms so. Have you noticed that? Everything is punctuated with a gesture. The hands up by the ears. You're afraid they'll lose control.
It's colorful.
And potentially life-threatening. You ask a question and duck.
Well, different strokes, you know. I like visiting New York. Everything's so jazzed up. It's like everybody's 10 minutes late for something.
You enjoy it? I find that kind of bustle just a little wearying.
I know a lot of people who feel that way.
The noise, the dirt, they really don't mind dirt, you know? I can't understand that.
It's not that they don't mind.
And all that talk about money, 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 they grub after it like pigs in slop. It's just, well, it's tiring. Don't you agree?
She's off the phone now.
She is? Excellent. Would you mind letting her know that I'm here?
You must be Mr. Cooper.
I must be.
You know that I'm Jewish?
Of course. I insisted on it.
Conspiracy to deprive others of their civil rights, conspiracy to destroy federal property, conspiracy to subvert the lawful government. Mm. Impressive. The last person the government treated this way was John Wilkes Booth.
Did he win his case?
I thought you fancied yourself an historian.
Amateur only. Professionally, I teach engineering. My field is timber stress analysis.
Excuse me?
In layman's terms, how much stress a piece of wood can stand. We apply pressure to various kinds of timber, thicknesses, plies, dimensions. We wait for it to splinter. Fascinating.
Sounds it. On the 12th of this month, federal agents served you with a warrant.
Served? One imagines a silver tray.
For all your mailing lists and phone records targeting donors and subscribers to your newsletter.
The Journal of Independent Inquiry.
Whatever.
It's done on computer now. Glossy paper, stitched bindings. It's very nice.
Whatever. The warrant describes a confidential informant that can link you to neo-Nazi and racist organizations.
So they say. I was shocked.
Yes. So this is the issue. By seizing these lists, the government is violating your right to free association and free speech under the First Amendment, as well as your rights against unlawful search and seizure under the Fourth. We'd have to start then by filing a motion to quash the warrant and return the lists.
What about damages?
I'm not interested in enriching you, Mr. Cooper. If that's what
you want,
then... But
they broke my door.
What?
They broke my door down. Didn't even knock. And they knocked a mirror off my bureau. It should have been attached to the wall somehow, but I never managed it. There you are, an expert on wood, and I'm reduced to stupefaction by a hammer.
We could probably get something for your door.
Am I to understand that you are taking the case?
No, you are not. Now tell me about these mailing lists. Who's on them?
Interested parties, other researchers, a few libraries. We're proud of that.
Criminal organizations?
There's the B'nai B'rith.
I was thinking more along the lines of the Ku Klux Klan, actually. The Order? The Posse Comitatus?
Not ringing any bells.
National Socialist Party of America?
No.
National Socialist Bund? White Knights of Teutonic America?
I'd have to look at the lists. And, of course, now I can't.
You didn't keep copies?
They took the copies. They took everything. That's why I'm in a bit of a bind.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're saying you incite people to violent acts. That's ridiculous.
My thoughts exactly.
You can't be held responsible for other people's illegal behavior just because you have unpopular ideas.
I agree.
Shutting down free expression is far more dangerous to the country than anything you might do.
Exactly. These, in fact, are the very ideas they find so dangerous. I argue against censorship. I agitate for open debate.
Mr. Cooper.
I argue that we should not be afraid of the truth.
Mr. Cooper, what you do is deny the Holocaust ever happened.
In a manner of speaking, but if you actually read...
No, not in a manner of speaking, in fact, and at length. You say it didn't happen. You attack anyone who says it did, meaning everyone who is not totally illiterate or one of your friends. It's why you're in so much trouble. I don't see what purpose is served by evading it.
I do not evade, nor do I deny. I confront.
Do not start.
I am not starting anything you did. You misconstrued my work, and I must respond. I do not deny the Holocaust. You can only deny something that is proven fact, which is prejudging the whole affair, isn't it? And the term Holocaust itself is so laden with politics, we in the movement prefer the more neutral term, extermination story.
I am not interested in word games.
No. Language is a means of control, surely. You know that. For example, consider the term death camp. It's completely fictional, invented by propagandists. For the sake of illustration, take Auschwitz.
Look at that door.
Ms. Gersten?
The door. How far away do you think it is?
I don't...
You're an engineer. Figure it out. How far is that door from the desk?
I would say a rough estimate, 12 feet.
Good enough. Let's say, for the sake of illustration, that for every concentration camp you mention in my presence, you move one step closer to that door.
Auschwitz has three separate sub-camps. Does it count as one or three?
I just counted it as four more.
And that leaves me with seven. Is this just for today,
from
or
now
are we going...
on, let me be very, very clear about something. Even if I do take your case, you will not be my client.
No?
No. My client will be the First Amendment. I am interested in defending it through you. I do not approve of what you do, to put it politely. But we can't afford to wait until attractive people are persecuted.
That was very polite.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?